Welcome to the Tweet Couch Guitar Therapy Session, where we talk about all things guitar related. My name is Dr. T, and I am not a licensed therapist, but I play one on a podcast. Today on the Tweet Couch, we are counseling on Premier Guitar Mystery Stocking 2023. Who doesn't like getting a package in the mail? The excitement, the anticipation, the dopamine release. Now add to it that what you ordered is a surprise, and you've essentially doubled down on all of these emotions. Of course, doubling down is an interesting way to put it. The Premier Guitar Mystery Stocking is kind of like gambling. Some people get guitars, some get pedals, others get glow knobs and output jacks. It is those people who have dubbed this similar form of guitar gear roulette as receiving a box of sad. But where is Jason? Did he participate this year? Where does Premier Guitar get the stuff? Does the Grinch pack the boxes? Why did a drummer buy one? Was it worth the $40? Expensive or not, will we even use this stuff? And Box of Sad, will we do it again next year? Well, we will discuss this and more on this group therapy session with John on the Tweed Couch. Well, John, thank you so much for joining me in something that has become a little bit of a nostalgia piece for me, and that is that we are going to talk about the Premier Guitar Mystery Stocking of 2023. And Jason can be with us because he's off graduating from his graduate school to become a counselor, and you know what? It's going to be okay. So thank you, John, for joining us today for this.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. You know, obviously Jason has some big shoes to fill, or stockings to fill, as it were. So I'm happy I could be here to open my Premier Guitar Mystery Stocking with you today on the couch.
And, you know, I'm actually surprised because I had planned to have this conversation with Jason. And what ended up happening was as things were getting shipped out, I get a picture from you that says, hey, I got mine. And all of a sudden I realized you have a Premier Guitar stocking box. Why did you decide to do a Premier Guitar mystery stocking?
So obviously you've been listening to the podcast and hearing every year you guys have in the box of sad, as it's been dubbed. And I went online and I was just looking at it to see what it was, you know, like, okay, what is this thing really? Okay, sure, it's just a box. And, you know, you sent me the video from this year just a little bit ago, and I saw, yeah. You know, I saw the old, you know, the years prior, like, some people get a guitar and some people get pedals and whatever.
Some people get a glow knob.
Some people get glow knobs. There was a little button that said, get notified when it goes on sale next year, and I clicked it. Fast forward to this year, it was Sunday. They go on sale on Monday. Sunday, I get an email that says, hey, tomorrow, December 4th, the mystery stockings are going out. And I'm like, all right. So I set a little reminder on my phone and I'm sitting at work and a reminder goes off and I click on it. And I'm like, all right. And I just fired one away. So that's the whole story of it.
Okay.
So whatever's in this box is your fault and Jason's
okay.
fault. Yeah.
Right.
No. I like to gamble a little bit sometimes, and I'll throw a little bit out there and see what happens. And
okay.
I figured it'd be fun to get in on the action here.
So this actually brings up an interesting part too, because the plan was for all three of us to do this.
Yep.
And when Jason found out that he was not going to be able to be a part of it because he had other commitments, and he's like, man, it's going to be like a week before I can actually do this. He decided to actually just bow out, and he went, you know what? I want John to just give me his perspective. I want to hear him enjoy this.
Yeah.
So he's given the blessing. It's you and me doing this. And I said, you know what? I will only do it if you open your box of sad and tell me what's in it and give me some reaction. So I will let you know what his reaction is as we go to open ours.
I was a little worried. I didn't want to like cheat on him with you, you know, or you cheat on me with him, or no, how would that go? You're cheating on me. Yeah. You're cheating on him with me. Yeah.
I don't really know.
I mean, this is your thing, right? Like you guys, you know, this is,
yeah.
I didn't want to steal that moment. So I'm just honored that I get to be a part of this. And It's sad that he's off becoming an actual licensed therapist and couldn't be here tonight. So,
very, very true. All right. So with that said, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about this. Now, I sent you a video, and the video is found on YouTube. It's this like premier guitar mystery stocking. It's kind of like a truck that moves around, and then there's like these guitars, and then there's like a stocking and things get thrown in, and then there's like the Grinch's fur or something. I don't know. It's kind of an interesting, weird, like stop, start type of, you know what? People need to look it up. That's all I know.
It's stop motion animation. The Grinch thing was a little scary, I will admit, but it's a promo video, right? I mean, it's a commercial to get people to buy the stocking. You know,
the whole like Grinch thing, it makes me wonder if what they were doing was some sort of a preemptive, like, yeah, this is going to be really sad. Like, this year's going to be so sad. It's going to be early Grinch time, not like late Grinch time when his heart finally grows big. This is going to be rough. We're going to have dogs with antlers in our box.
In the box. Yeah.
Wearing a lanyard.
So is this like... This is all the stuff he stole from Whoville, like shoved the tree up the chimney and like shoved it in a box and sent it to my house.
Yep. That's exactly what it is. That's all. If I have green fur in mine, I'm going to be so mad.
That might explain why the boxes are so small, because whose are like tiny, right? Like, there it is.
It's kind of like Oompa Loompas.
Yeah. It's like a mini, there's a mini Christmas tree in here.
Yeah.
And the Who pudding and... Who beast or whatever
the roast beast.
Roast beast, yeah.
Well, okay, so that brings up an important point, is that the box that I have, I mean, it actually says on there, it is 8x6x3.
Yes, I have the same one.
And Jason got the same one too. So it is possible that we all got a box of sad. So it's worth it to go into a few of the things that in that promo video, I actually took a few like screenshots because I wanted to see what it was that was actually said that was going to be in there. Like, for example, you had some pretty cool big name brands in there. Like Paul Reed Smith was in there, EMG, Empress Effects, Positive Grid, Exotic Effects, Revamps, Supro, Bose, JHS, Strymon, Silvertone. I mean, there's quite a few. Victory Amps, Walrus Audio. Then you've got like D'Addario is in there, and Universal Audio, Martin Guitar. So there's a lot of like pretty cool ones on here. But at the same time, keep in mind that when you've got something that says Fender, I mean, we're not talking about a guitar. We could be talking about a pick.
Picks, strings, the modeling pedal they've got out.
True.
That wasn't in the commercial. I'm just making that one up. But
that was not. There were a few cool things in the commercial, though.
Right.
Like, I saw a couple of cool guitars. They had, like, a silver tone that looks a lot like a Dan Electro, which probably was Dan Electro trying to look a lot like a silver tone back in the day. But
well, they're the same company, because Dan Electro... Sears had the Silvertone brand is all it was. They just stamped a different name on the headstock for Sears.
Yeah, and, you know, I look at it, and I mean, see Boss on this, Boss/Roland. You know, I'm like, am I going to get a Roland keyboard?
Metal Zone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Metal Zone, of course.
Your keyboard's not, you know, the box isn't that big. I don't know if you can fit a keyboard in a 6-inch by, what is it, 6x3x2? Yeah. Oh, 8x6x3.
Oh, then now you could at least fit, you know, 4 keys.
That'd be like a MIDI, one of those little Steam Deck little controllers, you know, or something.
It's going to be like one of those ones where you put like a tube up to your mouth and you blow into it and then you hit it. It's like, I don't know, it's not an accordion. It's going to sound like Nintendo.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, I'm looking at that list and I just go, you know what? You know, there might be something cool. I might get a pedal. I don't, if you had to say, based off of weight in your hands, would you say over or under 5 pounds?
It's got to be under.
Okay.
5 pounds.
See, and I think I would go under 5 pounds as well, which now just got all the listeners going, this, what is this then? This is not going to be something awesome. It's going to be a glow knob and maybe a set of strings and possibly a dog with antlers.
And like a little slider mini roast beast. That's the...
Mm-hmm. And yep. Cindy Lou Who. At least a lock of her hair.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm curious on what's going to be in these things. So let's talk about a little bit of the awesome stuff that I found out that people got. And the reason why I know people got it is because of the gear page. Have you ever heard of the gear page before?
I have. Again, I've heard you and Jason talk about it and have explored it on my own. And yeah.
It's a fun little place. Of course, most of the people that are on there are not people who have ever actually played live or played outside of their bedroom. There's a lot of hobbyists. Now, at the same time, there's also a lot of like professional musicians and working warriors and gig specialists. That said, most of them are people who are like, you know, cubicle workers that enjoy playing Green Day songs.
I mean, I enjoy playing Green Day songs.
I do too, actually.
That was on my Kretschmann guitar when I finally got my Kretschmann. That was the first song I ever played. Was
really?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a Kretschmann. Tell me about that real quick.
TV yellow.
Yeah.
Straight up stock. I didn't do the metal cover on the headstock or anything different. And it's a great playing guitar. Right out of the box, Martin had it set up real good. You know, it sounds good. It sounds fun. I mean, it's a, you know, P90 in a Les Paul Junior body.
Yeah. What I found and what I noticed, which I got a lot of guitars, and one of the things with that Kretschmann, which now we've kind of skewed away from the Premier guitar, but the one thing about the Kretschmann that I really, really loved was how it fit in my hand. Like the neck shape felt good. The way that the fingerboard kind of, I'm not going to say it's rolled, but it's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fret height is comfortable and the action was great. And I went, you know what? This is what happens when a luthier touches a guitar that was made overseas.
Yeah. And even the finish on it, like it's a finished neck.
Yeah.
Like it feels good. Like it wasn't sticky. Like,
oh yeah.
When I think of like overseas guitars, like inexpensive Squires and some of those, you kind of get that really thick gloss on the neck. It just doesn't feel right.
Even some PRS SEs.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
It plays really nice. That neck feels good.
I'm glad you like it. I like mine a lot. I think I'm going to modify mine.
Uh-oh.
I've got an idea. So I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to do a pretty major modification to it.
Okay. All right.
So we'll see how it goes. All right. And you know what? I'm going to make a video on it. Why not? And we'll see what happens. So that probably brings us to what we should talk about next, which is what are some of the awesome things that people got? Okay.
Yeah.
And when I talk about awesome stuff, somebody got the Guild Surfliner. Have you ever seen a Guild Surfliner?
I have not.
Okay, it's kind of a cool guitar. It's kind of got this like offset look to it, but at the same time, it's got a lot of mojo. It's somewhere in that like $500 to $700 range. It's a decent guitar. I mean, I've never played one, but like in looks, it can be inspiring, if you will. So I was like, all right.
I just looked it up. Yeah, it's a little Jaguar-ish.
Yeah.
Strat-ish, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks cool.
I'd play that. I'd rock that. I'd sell it later. You know, that's a good one for 40
sell
bucks.
Sell it later. What's the over under on how long you'd have it? Is it 3 months, 6 months?
I would go 3, probably where I would be at. And the reason why is because I'd want to give it a solid chance. I'd want to have some fun with it. I'd want to see if my kids wanted to play it some. And then, honestly, it's probably one of those guitars that I would wait for the right person that I go, all right, I'll tell you what, I'll sell it to you for 40 bucks. They've got the ownership in it because they bought it. But at the same time, I got it for free anyway, you know, not free, but you get the idea.
Right. Okay. For $40 plus whatever else they threw in the thing. Yeah.
Plus my $5 shipping, right?
Yeah.
So another thing that somebody got, and I had never heard of this thing before, It was the Vidimi video looper for YouTube practicing. So basically, it's something you plug into your computer, and it's a foot pedal that allows you to rewind or loop or slow down the speed of the YouTube video.
Oh, interesting.
That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, that would be very helpful.
Yeah, for somebody who practices a lot to YouTube stuff. Like, I was like, all right, I could dig that. Another one was a pedal that was a Universal Audio Effects Studio Reverb / Evermore pedal, which I'm guessing it's a reverb?
Sure.
I don't know. I play modelers. I'm sorry, people. But I have heard of the next one, which was a Victory Amplification V1 The Duchess pedal, which is actually a pretty cool pedal. It sounds thick. It's a good pedal. I like it. Okay. I know. You're like, I'm a drummer, but...
Did anyone get like sticks or anything like that? Have they done?
Believe it or not, they got a shaker.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. They got some percussion stuff. It's a thing. It's a thing.
That screams what a guitar player should be playing on on most songs.
You know, I feel like that's actually the thing that people should get. Because you know what happens with guitar players? We go, well, I should be playing all the time. You know, mm-hmm. Similar to keyboard players. There's never a time when a keyboard player says, I don't think I should be doing something in the song.
Right.
Should I be holding the pad?
Yeah, Jim should will just throw down a little, a little bass pad, you know, and just kind of roll through.
Yeah. Oh, I can create some movement and whatever, you know, but the guitar player, if they don't stop, that's like, oh my gosh, guitar player, stop talking, stop playing, stop doing, you know, can you please just go to the other room? And I get it. But if you want to find a way to get a guitar player to stop playing, give them a shaker.
Yeah.
They will feel so important speeding up the tempo with that shaker.
Right into their microphone. Ka-chink, ka-chink, ka-chink. Yeah.
Ka-chink. Yeah. If you give them a microphone.
Yeah.
They'll walk over to their amp and just start shaking it at the amp.
Or like Will Ferrell in the Don't Fear the Reaper sketch, just like right next to the lead singer.
More cowbell, baby. I'm going to have to make sure that I have the smallest shirt I can possibly have enough belly button showing while, you know, it'll be so good.
Will Ferrell talked about that on Jimmy Fallon one time, because Jimmy's the drummer in the video and he like can't hold it together the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And they said in rehearsal, they almost cut it. And Will said, let me try something, just trust me. And he changed his shirt and he went to that schmedium.
Sweater.
And no one could hold it together because he was just like, he just went for it, you know, and then it finally clicked and how they got it to go. Yeah.
Well, and the thing is that in that sketch, the reason why that sketch is just straight up gold is not because people couldn't hold it together. It wasn't because of anything else other than the fact of the passion that the man had with something that, in all honesty, I still have a difficult time even hearing in the song,
yep.
Don't Fear the Reaper.
And yet it's in the entire song.
Are you sure?
At the beginning. It's just nonstop. It's not like the Mandela effect or whatever. It's
a Mandela effect. Does the Monopoly guy have a monocle? That's all I wanted to know. What color was the car that hit somebody? I don't know.
Yeah.
So, okay. Let's go with a few other really awesome ones that people got.
Cool.
And I want your opinion on this. Okay. There was someone who got an Angel Tone 5S7 pickup.
Okay.
Regardless of whether you know what an Angel Tone 5S7 pickup is, the fact that somebody got a pickup in the drummer world, would that be like somebody going, hey, here's a cymbal arm attachment?
It feels like that.
Here's an 8-inch tom.
That's more right. Yeah, that's...
in sparkle green.
Right. here's something that you might enjoy, and yet, what are you going to do with it? Here, modify your guitar.
Here's a ring that goes around an 11.5-inch tom, and it's in gold.
Exactly, yeah.
thanks. Like, it just seems kind of awkward. I don't know.
Here is a 7A drumstick. Like, good luck.
I'm going to look this thing up because I have not seen what this thing actually is. Okay. Yes. So it is a Strat pickup that was used from 1956 to 1960. And they're like $75 a piece.
It does say that the D and the G have the same size pull mount.
Okay. And that's important because back in the day,
yeah,
a G string was actually wound. That's not sounding nasty. I'm just calling it what it is. The G string was wound. You can leave your hat on. And when, you know, because it stopped being wound, now all of a sudden there needed to be a different magnet strength, because I guess when it was wound, they basically took like an E string and then wound it, and now it's a G string. Whereas with it unwound, it has to be that thicker gauge to it. And so that's the reason why we don't need it that way anymore. Interesting.
Spoiler alert, I'm sure the guy who got the pickup already has it posted on Reverb. I'm assuming it's already there.
Yeah, that's highly possible. And, you know, the other thing with that is, what if you, like, only had, like, a Kretzmann, or you only had, like, a Les Paul? So all you have are humbuckers and P90s, and then you get this random single coil in your box of sad.
First of all, you're Googling to see if you can get the other two so you can put them in your Strat.
Right.
Secondly, yeah, you're like, okay, how much does this go for on eBay or Reverb? Or
yeah, that's, oh my gosh. All right, I'm going to give you one more that, you know what, I'm going to do two more of some awesome stuff, but I'm going to give you everything that was in their box of sad, which wasn't so sad. And there's this thing called a Lava Me 3. And you should Google it. Lava, L-A-V-A, Me, M-E, 3, the number 3. And it's a guitar, and I want you to tell me what you think. Initial impression, go.
Ugh. Why? Why is it $700?
I love that you did no research. I love this. Okay. So I'm going to be honest with you. Every time I look at it, I'm like, did IKEA make it?
Do you have to put it together when it gets to your house?
I don't know.
Does it come with an Allen wrench that's not only the neck adjustment, but puts the rest of the guitar together?
And maybe it's cool. I don't really know.
Is it like at least like the carbon fiber kind of thing? Like, does it do the, it, what is it made out of?
I guess it's carbon fiber smart guitars. And they kind of seem small, but at the same time, it could just be because the body's small.
I mean, you get them on sale right now on Musician's Friend for $639. Not endorsed by Musician's Friend, but anyway.
No.
What is that? What? That's the sound hole, but it looks like a,
I mean, it looks like something I should put my Redbox DVD into.
Yeah. Is that the VCR slot on the thing? Like, you put the,
can I make toast in it while I'm playing?
That's where you keep your cell phone. You slide your cell phone in there.
Oh, so for a better recording. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm looking at this one with a pickup in it, and it's got like a touch screen on the side.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can watch the game. Like, can you watch an NFL game or watch the Rangers win the World Series?
The Rangers did win the World Series, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But can you watch it on this guitar? Yeah. I don't know. This is cool. Okay. This is cool. I would never want this or play this, but if I got it, I might change my mind.
I'd play it. I mean, you know, I'd play it.
Would you have artists sign it at Lifefest?
Oh, totally. It would instantly become a wall hanging display piece instantly.
Yeah. So not only did they get the Lava Me 3, but they also ended up getting the Martin shoulder bag fanny pack thing, which you might go, a Martin fanny pack, like, what is that worth? Like $5? No, this is a $100 Martin shoulder bag. It's meant to be kind of like a crap bag. Like, I'll toss in some strings, and I'll toss in a tuner, and I'll toss in a capo, and I've got like a little wrench tool thing. I wanted to say it's like Martin Topo bag or something. Yeah, Topo. Quick okay. back bag.
So it's like a gig bag kind of thing?
No, it's not a gig bag, meaning that you could put a guitar into it. It's more like a gig bag that you could throw in some tools or like...
Oh, you keep your strings and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, yeah. I mean, that's...
It could be worn over your shoulder. It could be anything. And so the reason why I bring this thing up, because it actually does look kind of cool. I would never spend $100 on it. But the reason why I look at this thing and I go, why did you do this? Is because somebody already got like a $700 guitar. Why are you throwing in the $100 bag too? I feel like that could have gone into somebody's box of sad with some Martin strings and a variety pack of picks.
And made somebody happier.
Yeah.
Than you're about to with the box of sad.
Right, exactly. Okay. All right, so here's the last one of something that I thought was kind of cool, but a lot of people, when they got like the Boss Space Echo or when they got the Warm Audio Mutation Phaser 2 or the Foxy Tone Box or whatever, that's what they got. And that was essentially it. This person got the Ren and Cutoff 60s Your Face fuzz pedal. So they got a fuzz pedal.
All right. Yeah.
They also got the Solo Dallas Beanie. They also got, so basically a beanie. You know, like a hat. You know, Wisconsin people, you know this.
Yeah, right? we have beanies, yeah. Mm-hmm. We call them a toque up here, though. So
a toque?
Yeah. That's the Canadian up north, northern Minnesota term for that, for a beanie is a toque.
Back in the 90s, down here in Texas, we called them toboggans.
That's what you sit on and slide down a hill.
Yeah, I learned that when I went on tour in Minnesota. I was like, oh, yeah, let me go grab a toboggan. And they're like, you brought a sled? I'm like, no. I did not.
What do you like, got
what
planned?
Are you talking about? Freaking Texan? Like, I'm sorry, I've never seen snow before. My bad. Yeah. They also got MXR cable straps. Okay. That might be useful. Yeah. Okay. They also got Eddie Van Halen 5150 picks, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And they got an EMG headstock tuner.
Oh, yeah.
But wait, there's more. They also got Santa Cruz Dadgad strings. I had no idea that you needed special strings for doing Dadgad.
I suppose because you dropped the, you know, it might be a higher gauge. Normal.
I mean, maybe there's some string tension stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it might be like a set of custom lights would be, you know, where except like the E's are bumped up a gauge because they're dropped all the time.
Yeah. And then you've got like the B gets dropped to an A and I don't know. But evidently there's special strings for it. And I now know because of this guy's box of sad. And then wait, there's more. One more thing, and you might be like, hold on. So he got a pedal, he got a beanie, he got strings, he got cable straps, he got picks, he got a tuner. That's six things. Yeah. Like, that's a lot.
I think he might be a liar. That might be part of it. I'm just kidding.
Maybe. But he also got his seventh thing was a glow knob.
Because they still had some laying around? Is that the deal?
So this brings up something that I think is pretty funny, that Jason hates the glow knob.
Yeah.
He got that thing. He gave it to me. He was super like, oh, you got to be kidding me. And he's been salty about it ever since. And here this guy got it. I think that if Jason got this pedal, this beanie, these strings, the straps, the picks, the tuner, and then got the glow knob, he'd be like, that's it. I'm tossing it all back in. I'm taping it back up and I'm sending it back to him. The glow knob would have ruined it.
Yep.
So with all that, let's talk about what is the more frequent stuff that you end up seeing in the box of sad? Because, you know, you kind of look at it and you go, all right, those are some pretty awesome things. I'd be happy with any of those things, really. Like that's even the single coil pickup. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
But when you look at what frequently is in the box of sad,
it's not good. It's not looking good, is it?
You know, it depends. It depends on what you have. So like, for example, frequently found in the box of sad is the Fender Neon strap.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
So since we've been talking, I went to a Reddit page of what everybody got. And okay. it's like 10 to 1 everyone got a Fender guitar strap.
Yes, and is it the bright orange, bright yellow, like the neon
strap? Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
And then there's either, so it's usually that and either the D'Addario red bandana strap, or it's the D'Addario denim strap.
Yep.
And then you have other options too. It's either you're going to get a 3-pack Martin SP acoustic guitar strings.
Yep.
Those are like $6 strings. So 6 times 3, $18.
Right? Yep. Okay. Yeah.
And a reverb sticker. Or you're going to get the D'Addario NYXL 1046 strings, which they're about $10 strings.
Yeah.
And maybe you get the Black Mountain thumb pick. But some people didn't get the Black Mountain thumb pick. And I'm like, that's like a $30 pick. So it actually is a little bit annoying that some people got the pick and some people didn't get the pick. And a reverb sticker. Don't forget the reverb sticker.
This one guy said he got a volume knob, one of the like Korn or one of the big.
The V knob.
Yeah, the V knob. There you go. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, it's a glow knob is to a pedal.
Yeah.
What the V knob is
to a guitar. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, for those that are like, "What's a V knob?" Okay. Imagine a whammy bar, a wiggle stick, a tremolo bar.
Yeah.
And imagine that for your volume. So you can grip it with your pinky and move that thing oh so much. That is what a V-knob is. And I put it on the same level as a glow knob.
A useless novelty that you will never actually use live.
Yeah. I'm more likely to try and turn it into a can opener.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the majority of what people are getting are those things. Now, some people are getting like the BTPA solderless kit, you know, where you basically can make your own like guitar pedal, jumper cables and stuff. I got that the 1 year and I'm like, I don't use solderless, and Jason did. So I gave it to Jason. I regifted it, if you will. Yep. And then they're getting like a Martin luggage tag.
Ooh, that could be kind of fun. Except I don't own a Martin guitar. So.
Well, and also you go like, well, so you're going to put it on your luggage? So we're talking about like a $2 like luggage tag. That you're gonna, I don't know. There are some people that did get the normal box of sad, you know, the Fender neon strap, the D'Addario red bandana strap, the D'Addario NYXL 1046, and the sticker. But then they also got a glow knob.
Yeah, I mean, that has to at least double the value of the box, right? You know,
double the chances of us, you know, making fun of it.
Right.
Yes. So there is that. Some people have gotten the Martin Trucker hat, and that's cool. Ooh,
that would be cool.
And the Martin Trucker hat oftentimes will come with the Gibson multi-tool.
Oh, that could be fun too. Yeah.
And that's a good one too. And then sometimes they'll also come with the Pure Tone output jack. It's literally a jack for your guitar, but it's Pure Tone.
As opposed to the non-toned jack.
Yes. It's not pure. That's the thing, is it's tainted tone Output jack. You know what? That's it. I'm coining that phrase.
Tainted love.
Don't touch me, please. I cannot stand the way you tease.
Yeah.
You know, this box of sad hurts me so.
Yeah.
When I look at this tone, you know, pure tone output jack, I'm like, okay, if I needed a new output jack, sure. But otherwise, it's just a jack.
Right. It's probably the same people who subscribe to like the more expensive cables make you sound better philosophy.
Yes.
And I know some of those people. I know some of those people.
You know, and at the same time, I will say this. For all those people out there who are like, no, it's the securing of the tone. Keep in mind, tone is what you make out of all of the parts. And that's important for people to understand, because as you're trying to figure out how to get Jimmy Page tone, as you're trying to figure out how to get Clapton Cream tone, as you're trying to figure out how to get Jimi Hendrix tone, I want you to remember they had the crap sitting on the shelf at the guitar place. They had inferior microphones and preamps and, you know, whatever. And I mean, if you've ever seen some of the places that these guys played, even their vocal mics are just covered in basically the stuff that used to be used underneath the sheets at your grandma's house, like the egg carton thing, to make it a little bit more comfortable. Like, it's made of foam, packing foam. It's not awesome. But yet, people drool over that.
Yep.
I digress. So there are some other things. Now, there is one thing that I saw that I went, you know what? I could dig that. I think that would be super cool. And it was this thing that Fender makes that's called the Fender Ampersand Guitar Cradle.
Okay.
So Fender Ampersand. So amp, E-R, stand. And basically what it is it's something that, you know how people, they take their Fender amp and then they just lean their guitar against it?
Yeah.
Well, what this allows you to do is it's something that helps to allow you to put it there and cradles the neck. So you're not just leaning it against it and watching it fall over. Plus it leaves a little tray for like putting in a slide or some picks or something like that. And I think that stuff's really cool. At the same time, I'll also give this like public service announcement. Here's your PSA, people. Public service announcement is, if you put your magnetic pickups really close to that magnetic speaker, you will over time cause some demagnetism in your pickups. That speaker will be just fine.
And you're a science teacher, so you know how that works.
I am. I'm not just a science teacher. I am now science teacher of the year.
There you go.
Yes. Jason is two-time teacher of the year. I've been announced. This is part of the reason why I've been gone for so long is I am now teacher of the year for LD Bell High School. Woo!
I mean, it was a long campaign, man. I mean, it was a long season.
Yeah, it was.
You've been gone, so.
It was. It's been so long. I had to run a smear campaign against a number of different people, you know, talk about things that they've done. You know, they didn't wash their hands after they went to the bathroom, or they decided to leave their desks not in a row. I mean, it's all the things that really you should tattle. I heard one time they left 4 minutes unattended to learning in their classroom. I mean, it's rough. Yeah.
Hey, who were you running against?
Okay. First of all, I was running against the head of special education. So I feel a little bad on that one that I won.
Yeah.
The bigger one that's a problem is that I ran against my wife. Now, keep in mind, it's not that I actually did anything here. Essentially, what occurred was we both got nominated, but I had already set things in motion to win before she was ever nominated. So, you know what?
It's hard to undo that nuking the other campaign. It's hard to pull that back in.
It really is. It is. I actually tried to bow out. They wouldn't let me. They were like, no, trust the process, do it. Well, I trusted the process, and I'm feeling it. That's for sure. Okay, So all that to say, there are some other things that were in these box of sads. Like there was a G7th capo.
Ooh.
Okay, so there's capo, and there's some shirts and some assorted pick packs. But you know what? I think it's time for us to just open these things. It's all right. Been enough time. We should open them.
We've gone long enough.
I need to go get my knife. I need to grab my box. I am going to say, let's take a break for our sponsors. And then when we come back, let's whip out our boxes and whip out our knives.
All right.
All right. Let's take a break for our sponsors. If you are looking for a way to help support the Tweed Couch and it costs no money to you, then check out our YouTube channel and become a subscriber. Also, you can tell someone about the podcast and share an episode with them. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support. Here's another sponsor. Are you wanting to join a party with a purpose? If you love music and camping, then come to LifeFest in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I'll see you there. Here is our last sponsor. Since 2003, the Kretzmann Guitar Company has been repairing and building guitars. In 2021, Kretzmann started a production of a solid body electric guitar for anyone, student to expert. You can check them out at KretzmannGuitars.com. Okay, well, we are back and we have our boxes. Now, last year's box, I got a D'Addario black and gray checkered strap.
Ooh.
And it had some like locking to it. Like it was already like a strap that did some locking. And Owen uses that. So my now 15-year-old quirk sniffer, he's the one that uses that strap. He loves that strap. It's a great strap. The Fender purple blue strap, which is similar to that neon yellow orange strap that is most likely in our boxes right now.
Right.
That strap, I ended up gifting a guitar to my niece, who was 19, 20 at the time. I think she turned 20. That's what it was. And I gave it to her for her birthday. And when I gifted it to her, it was kind of that like real deep red, like Les Paul Jr. color. And what I decided to do was put that purpley blue strap on it. And it actually matched pretty decently. And she loves it. It's totally right up her alley. So we're good with that. I also got the Gibson Brightwires in nines. And I do not play nines. But I decided about 2-3 weeks ago to put them on my Explorer.
And they work?
And it actually plays great. I actually prefer nines on the Explorer now. Which is crazy. So that actually worked out. So you know what? Even though I would say that it's easy to complain about the box of sad. I got a new guitar player, a cool strap.
Yeah.
I got a budding guitar player in my son, a cool strap. I got some strings that I never would have tried before on a guitar, and it plays better. So I feel like it's a win. It was a win last year.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really hoping that there's a Guild acoustic guitar in my box.
I don't think a Guild acoustic guitar fits inside an 8x6x3. That's inches, people.
I am looking forward to two guitar straps and a box of strings, apparently, from what everybody's been reading.
If it's a box, it might just be one set of strings. Who knows?
Oh, no.
So it's time for us to open it up. Now, let's set our ground rules. So the first thing is that we need to shake it.
Okay.
We've already weighed it. And then after we shake it and we, you know, and we kind of sniff it, love it, hug it.
Sniff it, lug it.
I don't know what we're going to do. All sniff the senses, it. Whatever the senses are, we're going to do that. Okay.
Right.
After we do that, then we'll open it up and we will pull things out one at a time.
Okay.
So go ahead. You go first. Shake it.
It makes no noise.
Oh, it's tight.
Oh, there it goes. There it goes. I got a little bit of movement side to side.
All right, let me shake mine here.
Oh, yours?
Mine makes quite a bit of noise.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right. So it's potential that either yours was way better packed than mine, or
we have different things. Yeah,
we have different things. Okay. All right.
The sniff, it smells like cardboard.
It smells like cardboard. Actually,
Smells a little bit like onions. I think they ate a sandwich before they delivered this one. That was, I don't know.
Mine smells okay. A little bit like Angel Envy. Oh, wait, no, that's...
That's what we've been drinking.
Sorry.
We should turn this into a drinking game. That's what we need to do. That's... Okay.
Every time somebody pulls out a useless thing, you have to take a shot.
Yeah. Something from the box of sad. Yep. Okay, here we go. So it's time to whip out a knife. Go ahead and whip out yours. Nice. Here's mine. And... Let's go ahead.
So I can't look, right? I can't. I have to like.
Don't look. You just basically open the thing, and that's it. So be careful.
Okay. It's opened, and now on the desk, kind of behind me here.
Okay. So mine is opened, meaning undone, but I have not opened it. I'm going to kind of put it off to the side here. And so what you're going to do is I just go ahead and pull out one item and tell me what you, and let's just tell everybody what you got.
It's right on top. It is three sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings.
Yes, it is.
MA550 phosphor bronze. 13 mm-hmm. through 56, which is not what I play, but that's fine.
That's heavier than what you play.
That's heavy, yeah. So as a backline guy, I always lean to what most people want from a backline set, and that's usually 12s. So,
yeah.
Although on the guitars that I don't let out, I usually put a custom light because I'm a drummer, not a guitar player. So.
Right.
But these are, I mean, like you were saying, these are expensive. I mean, they're probably, what, $7 a set, so $21, right?
Sure.
Are we playing the prices right? Are we doing, is it prices right?
$1. I don't know. No whammies? Is that what I'm asking for as I'm going through my box of sad? I don't know.
Well, I'm really excited to see my guitar straps now, is really what.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. So if you're telling me that you got that, now, here's the deal is, you have got a budding bass player in your house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's got a show on Saturday, actually, so.
Really? Do they have a guitar player in the band who plays acoustic?
They do. Okay. There's a gal that plays guitar, so I don't know if she plays 13s, but yeah, we'll see.
In the first position, they all feel the same, for the record.
There you go, yeah.
The other thing is that if there's ever a show that you're like, man, this is going to be a nasty show, I'm going to have to change the strings after this no matter what, and they don't care.
13s.
Yeah, maybe time to throw in some 13s. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, okay, here I go. I'm going to pull something out. Shouldn't have felt around first. That's what I should not have done. And I have right here in my hands.
Oh, that's lovely.
It is a red bandana strap.
That thing is hideous.
D'Addario, that's what I've got right here. Mm-hmm. I want you to imagine a Crip back in the 90s.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They've got their red bandana, they're wearing their red shoes and their red jumpsuit, and they've got this bandana going around, maybe around their head a little bit. I'm going to put it on like that. Yep.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And as they're, you know, I want you to imagine that, and that's what I have here.
I think that's your next country gig with Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on your telly and call it a day, man. That'd be great.
This will not go on my telly. Nope. No. Actually, it's actually kind of cool. I like paisleys, and it has that paisley print to it. Honestly, it's a cool-looking strap. It really is. Yeah. I could complain about it, but, I mean, these straps go for, you know, about $25, $30, and it's got a good quality to it. It's got a good length to it, because I like to wear the guitar a little bit lower than a lot of people do. You know what? Either I will have a place for this, or I will find someone who will have a place for this, because this is actually a really nice strap.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this.
Yeah. All right. What did Jason get?
Since you pulled strings and I pulled a strap, I'm going to tell you that since right now the default is that somebody gets a neon strap from Fender, and somebody gets either the red bandana or the denim. I'm going to just tell you right now, Jason got denim.
Oh, yeah, he's got, yeah, that's
So I think we're going to see a trend here. Why don't you go ahead and pull something else out of your box of sad?
Let me see what else is in here. It is a, is that denim? I don't know what that is. So it's a black guitar strap.
Ooh. Actually, I like that.
It's by D'Addario. It's almost like a denim-y kind of vibe. Like it looks pretty long.
But
too.
It is very black.
Yeah, it's jet black, so it's not blue. What does the tag say? It is called a denim black made in Canada guitar strap. That's pretty cool. That's I actually like that one, yeah.
Yeah, man. That would look great on like your white Les Paul.
Oh yeah. That'd be good.
Yeah.
And as a backline guy, you can't have too many black guitar straps, so.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's cool. That would look good on your black Strat.
Ooh, it smells good too.
I didn't sniff mine. Oh, it does smell good. Well done. Oh, even the leathery part of it?
Yeah. Smells like new leather. It's super long too. It's like it would really hang. You can get it to hang really low. That's actually a really good guitar strap. I'm excited about that one.
Nice. All right, my turn, and I will. First thing I grab,
box of strings. Oh, Fender Neon.
It is a Fender Neon. Dang it! There better be a pedal in. I better have a glow knob, or I swear. Okay, I have the Neon Monogram strap in green orange, although I guess it's green and orange. Yeah, you're right. It is. It's green and orange. The Fender logo. This is the classic quintessential Fender strap that used to come with everything in the 90s, except instead of it being brown and yellow, it is orange and green, and where it'll say Fender in orange, and then the headstock that shows later is in green.
Hey, you know what? The next time that my Packers play your Cowboys, and you lose the jersey swap bet at one of our shows, that'll go really well with the Packer jersey.
You're a terrible person.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. You know, so this brings up an important point. I have
that you've never won the bet in like 12 years of playing shows together.
Yeah, this is our year. If you guys can make the playoffs,
yeah, the Packers would have to make the playoffs in order to to play the Cowboys.
But is it okay to wear a Fender strap on your Gibson or your PRS guitar?
Ooh, no. That'd be like wearing a Ford shirt while driving your Chevy. Like, that just doesn't...
Okay.
Is it
okay to wear your Taylor strap while playing a Martin or a Takamine or a Gibson?
Somehow that feels worse, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm the same way, and the reason why I bring that up is because the reason why I got rid of the purple-blue neon that I got last year was because the only guitar it worked with was my purplish blue PRS, and I went, nope, not doing it.
Yeah.
And so I got rid of it, and now here I have this green orange guitar strap, and I mean, I could put it on a Sunburst guitar, and I have a Sunburst Fender.
Yeah.
I'll pray about it. Don't know.
Yeah, don't do it though. Don't subject that guitar to that guitar strap.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I think I might have to get something with a Floyd Rose in order to be able to use that. Ooh, I would not have a problem putting this Fender strap with a Kramer, though. That's odd.
Kramer would be okay. Maybe even like a Wolfgang.
Ooh, I could totally do an EVH.
Yeah.
It's essentially Fender anyway, right? Yeah.
Well, or you could go back to when they were PV, and then all bets are off because PV is, PV. So
true. So if we're going to look ahead to what we have without looking ahead,
well, what was Jason's second thing in his box?
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. He got a green orange Fender strap.
Sad.
Sure did. Yeah. a box of. Okay, so that probably brings us to what our next item is. Okay, now I feel like we should do a little bit of prediction.
Yep.
I've gotten two straps, and according to most Box of Sad, that means I'm either getting a three-pack of acoustic strings, which I don't play 13s either, and SPs, I'm going to be honest, I'll play them like a couple of times, and then I'll have to change them. They don't last for me, but who knows? If I know I'm playing an outdoor gig or I want to get a fresh set on a something that I'm going to send on a campfire, you know, or something like that, then sure. You're not playing lead lines on a campfire. That's all I'm saying. Right. So with that said, I'm making a prediction that I'm getting the D'Addario NYXL strings, or I'm getting the Martin SP 3-pack.
And I'm sad to say that I'm sure it's a Fender neon strap that's left in that box over there.
The only reason why I'm going to say it's the D'Addario NYXL strings is because my box made more noise than yours.
Oh, sure.
So if yours is more tightly packed, then you had three sets of strings where I got one set of strings.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So go ahead and reach into your box of sad and let's see what you got.
Okay. I know what that is. Oh, there's something else in here though. Nope, maybe not.
Oh, just grab what you got.
Yeah, it's this.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you know what? Why don't you describe how beautiful this green and orange strap is? I guess I didn't have to describe it so well for you because you now experience it.
Yeah, it's... Oh, it smells. It smells great. Smell it.
Oh, that does not smell as good. That oh good
the
Lord.
the denim one smelled better. Yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna put this on.
You have that P bass.
Yeah, I got a good like just a nice black strap with that one though.
Yeah, what does Joshua play?
He has a Sterling. Hang on, it's right there. Like Seafoam Green.
Oh dang, that would not work with this.
No. Mm-mm. Yeah, it's hanging up over there. Although that black denim one might go there. It's Ooh, actually a nice
I like
little
that
bass.
Black and white.
Yeah, it sounds good. He's got a black and white checkerboard strap that he got from somewhere.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Feels very like Blink-182 vibe of the guitar strap on that one. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 90s skater-ish, you know.
Okay, I'm going to reach in.
Okay.
First thing I grab, which is... Oh. I ended up grabbing two things by accident.
Okay.
And I feel like I have to do both of them at the same time now.
That's fine, because you've seen them. It's fine.
Yep. And one is a reverb sticker.
Yeah.
In orange. In orange. And the other is... Yes! Okay, I'm excited about this.
Oh!
The D'Addario NYXL strings, yes, in 10 to 46, which is what I usually play. Yep. These have good... I actually have a set of these I have yet to put onto a guitar because they're known for being pretty good with tuning stability with, like, Bigsby's.
Oh, yeah.
And I have three guitars with Bigsby's, so yep. I wanted to try it with my black ES-355, so... All right.
Now you've got a set. There you go.
Mm-hmm. And the packaging really matches my strap. This orange and green, beautiful looking
guitar thing. I will say that orange and green would go with a black guitar. So if you've got, you know.
I've got my black PRS. That actually would look pretty good with that black PRS. Actually, it would. If somebody had a very black guitar, this would easily brighten up that guitar.
I have my black, Partscaster, Fender Stratocaster, that's got the Texas Special pickups in it and that vintage neck on it. This is going in that case right now.
Yeah, that would actually look good with that one.
Yeah, that'll work.
And there will be someone out there that's going to see that strap and that guitar when you go to send it out. And they're going to be like, oh, yeah, that's the vibe I want. Mm-hmm.
I want to be Eric Clapton in circa 92.
Yeah. Yep. Well, while singing, jump around, yeah. Jump around, jump up and get down. Okay. So go ahead and reach into your box. Do you have anything else in there?
Yeah, there's a sticker. It is a it's a reverb, but it's black though. I got a black.
Matching stickers, but not matching. We're yin and yang.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I got a road case that'll go on. That'll be fine. That'll be.
Now, okay, I have not felt into my box one more time.
Okay.
So, according to other people, they got a Black Mountain thumb pick. Oh. And to me, a Black Mountain thumb pick would salvage everything 100%.
Okay.
I got nothing else in my box of sad. What do you got?
Mine is empty too, so.
Dang it.
What about Jason? Did he have anything else?
He got the D'Addario NYXL strings as well, which he was actually pretty happy about. And he got one more thing.
He got a thumb pick?
Well, here's the deal. When something shaped like a boomerang...
Please tell me he got a glow knob. Please tell me he got...
When something's shaped like a boomerang and you throw it out, sometimes it comes back. And he got a glow knob.
Yes! Everything is right in the world.
I hope he sends it to you. I hope he sends it to you, and you have to find a place to put it on your drum hardware.
Oh, I totally would, man. It'll end up on a hi-hat stand or something.
Yeah, it's going to be like the keychain for your like tuning key.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I think it is time for our age-old question, which actually does bring us down to final thoughts. And that, in final thoughts, John, next year, Premier Guitar 2024, are you doing it again?
So, Dr. T, here's what's going to happen. Okay. I've signed up for the mailing list. Sunday's going to roll around. I'm going to get the email and I'm going to be like, there's a chance I get something cool.
Yeah.
And at worst, maybe I'll come back on the couch and get to chat with you and have a fun time opening this box of sad. But as a drummer who does backline and does play guitar, everything here is useful. I didn't get junk. Right? I mean, it's not the strings I would have used. It's junk. You're right.
You kind of did.
I would not have gone to the music store and spent $40 on what I got. But yeah. I will put all of it to good use. Yeah, I'll do it again. I'll probably do it again. I'm sure I'll do it again. Right now, I don't want to do it again, but I'll probably do it again.
So here's my final thought. And it's very similar to ones I've had in the past. It's that I look at the things that I've gotten in the past. The Amplified Parts shirt that I have that, and that is actually my traveling shirt because it's a really nice feeling shirt. So mm-hmm. I will waste a day driving in that shirt because it's comfortable. And then, yes, I got those solderless cables, and it's like, okay, I don't do that. And I gifted it to Jason. But the thing is that I had the excitement of buying, and then I gifted it to someone who was excited about getting it.
Yeah.
And that's nice. And then I did it another year. And the next year I did it, I ended up with something that I was able to help two budding guitarists have something that's their own. Whether they hate it or love it, it doesn't matter. It's cool to them. And I got to experiment with some strings. And, you know, Jason got a glow knob. You know, there's lots of cool things that came from that. And so that's the reason why this year I went, I'm going to do it again. And Jason, who last year was like, I don't want to do it. When I texted him and said, hey, I'm going to do it again. He said, send me the link. Because he was all into, and it's part of the reason why you decided to be in. And I look at this stuff and I go, am I going to use this Fender strap? Am I going to use this red bandana strap? Maybe. They're good straps. They really are good straps. They're just not something I would have spent $40 on. And I look at these strings and I go, yeah, I'll definitely use the strings. And I look at the sticker and I go, okay, I'll add it to my collection of other reverb stickers. But ultimately, at the end of the day, that $40, I've wasted more money having an awesome conversation with a friend at a bar or eating food or going to a game or something like that. So you know what? Yeah, I'm in for next year.
All right. Well, I will keep my eyes peeled for the link, and I'll try to find someone who wants heavy strings. So
okay. It'll be great. It'll be great.
It'll be good.
This was a great time. Thank you for being here on the couch with me for this therapy gift giving session of lottery.
It's a gambling box of lies. I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, Dr. T, it's a pleasure as always. Can't wait till the next time I get to sit down on the couch and have a fun conversation.
Yeah.
Best of you in the new year. Congratulations again on Teacher of the Year. It was well deserved.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, until next time. Well, that concludes our time of the Tweed Couch Guitar Therapy session. If you like what you heard, leave 5 stars in review. Also, don't forget to check us out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at The Tweed Couch. And remember, you are your greatest asset. Until next time.